What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Yes, sir. Welcome to another episode of What is TWS Podcast. I think this is episode
35? 36?
I think this is... I think from now on, we're going to have to do like before the Black episode, like BB.
Yeah.
Before Black episode, AB after Black episode. This is like our first episode after the Black episode.
First episode after Black episode, and we got some pretty Black-related topics to go over.
So. We're going to keep it Black. Keep it Black.
As oh, snap. Black water.
Got the alkaline water. I don't know if I believe in it. I don't know. You got to tell me.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. But yeah, like my partner said, welcome back. You know, we're here. We do it for the people.
That's that shit they trying to sell them in Flint. Get them on that black water. See, that was a bad joke. My fault.
I mean.
And
I had to pay for this. They getting theirs free, though.
My fault. That was insensitive.
Yeah, so since we brought it up, what I'm sipping today is my black premium alkaline water. And I mean, I don't know. I love this stuff. Alkaline water has been pretty good for me. I feel like if I'm thirsty, it'll quench my thirst. I don't necessarily know if I feel any healthier. I don't know if I'm reaping any benefits from drinking it.
If you reaping thirst quenching benefits, yeah, I got to say, I am trying to turn over this new, kinder, gentler, woosah, live and let live leaf. It ain't my job to sit here and question your beverage choices.
No.
Yeah, man, I don't know if I believe in alkaline water, but if you drink it and you're not thirsty no more.
Sadly, I judge no all day. Renee look at me. She's like, stop.
I'm
like,
I still do it. I'm trying not to like.
I'm not going to feel a way about it.
I'm trying not to outwardly do it. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm just not going to. I'm judging you. Like, know that if I'm looking at you, I'm judging you. But I'm not going to say that to you. it's going to be me and Tammy. I'm going to talk to Tammy about it. Oh, man. I hope the voice is all right. I'm sipping peppermint tea with honey because, once again, having a kid. Like, the doctor told us.
You get everything. You expect to get sick.
The doctor told us we should expect her to have 20 colds in the first year after going to daycare. And that is turning out to be a true motherfucking statement. And it's like they mutate them viruses, get in that daycare, and they mutate and turn into superbugs, and then she brings them home, and I got to deal with it.
Oh, just in case, I'm sipping on some tea too, but only at the Flanagan's will I drink a cup of peppermint tea with no sweetener.
No sweetener? I mean, it's the honey, right? You can put the honey in it if you...
I don't know. I'm probably the only person I know who's not really a honey person.
Yeah, I'm drinking it because I don't...
Honey Bunches of Oats. I'll eat some Honey Bunches of Oats. Yeah, but regular honey... Like, it smells weird. Weird consistency.
Weird. All right, so now I don't feel so bad. I feel a certain kind of way about your alkaline water use, and I'll be talking shit about my honey. So, you know, whatever.
I mean, it's not necessarily your honey that I feel bad about. I mean, I feel a way about it. It's all honey. I'd be at the house, and Renee be like, put some honey in my tea. Nah, you got to do that part. I don't like it.
You can't even put it in the tea?
It's like the blood. The smell, like, once you catch the whiff. It don't smell good.
You pass
especially
out
that full, like... With the honeycombs in it and all that natural organic stuff.
Man. We got some raw honey in there. Pause. I think this is going to be a fun episode.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
We're going to take it a little light. We're not doing a whole bunch of different topics. We're going to go with one current topic.
We're going to go in.
We're going to give our full and complete attention to this one topic. And give our unique perspectives.
Exactly. So
on the situation,
like we were talking about earlier, this one topic actually caused us to reevaluate our top five a little bit. You know what? I wouldn't say necessarily reevaluate, but it made us think. You know what?
There may be some room.
There's some room. Some honorable mentions in there somewhere.
We got two. I want to look at these like I do all. Like when dudes send their list, and I look at them as could either one of these. To take a spot out of my five. So just to reiterate, my five, Jill Scott, Andra Day, Janelle Monae, Keira Knightley, and Tessa Thompson.
It's hard. It's hard, right? Man, I've been, ever since that episode, I try to put it on my head.
You?
Nah. I try not to have that conversation again.
How could I forget Tess? How could I forget TT?
Who did I have? I had, all I remember is Jilly from Philly.
I know Jill was on the list.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Was it Rosario? No, Rosario wasn't. I think Rosario was in.
Did you go? You went Shepherd, right?
Simone Shepherd. Who else did I have? I had somebody. It was somebody up there.
All right, but we're going to see. We're going to look at these two and see if you think they're worthy of a spot.
All right. So without further ado, we're going to evaluate this. We got two brand new applications.
Two new applications for
vying for a top five spot.
Let's see if we
top
right.
five pick. They think that they can bump somebody down. All
right.
So we're going to see about this. So
all right. Let's start with your pick, because right, so my pick leads into part two of that.
Yeah. All right. So this first one. So I don't recall seeing her anywhere before, but apparently she's been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. She's been popping up a lot all over the place lately. So this pick, this application comes from Miss JPEG. Jenny Pukowski. If you don't know her, she's the woman that plays alongside of Ed Sheeran in his new, The Shape of You video. She's been in some other music videos. She's been doing some behind-the-scenes work, apparently. Producing, production, film, everything. So
she's more than just a pretty face.
So she's from looking at her site, at least. That's what it says. She's well-rounded.
I haven't saw a done picture of her research. With like a camera in her hand. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So
that's what she's been doing. So, I mean, I don't know.
All right. So, I mean, you know, once
what do
again.
What Miss JPEG?
Once again, I wouldn't kick her out the bed, but...
things you say after sex.
Oh, pardon me, people. I'm sorry about that. Gotta get some more tea. But I don't know. Like I looked at a bunch of her pictures, and I saw. Again, this is somebody that I don't know that well. Like I just got introduced to her today. The idea of her, I didn't meet mm-hmm. her today.
Yeah.
But
just to clear that one
just
up.
Just to clear that one up. Yeah, yeah. I was at work today. I wasn't with Miss JPEG. But just looking at her pictures, like it's to me, it's off and on, a little hit and miss. Excuse the tea pouring in the background, whatever. But I don't know. Like there's certain attributes that I kind of need, you know, especially if we're talking to women of color. Sometimes I excuse Keira Knightley. Her facial expressions alone are what got mm-hmm. me. I don't know this girl's facial expression. I don't mm-hmm. have enough information for her to take one of my top five spots. And the pictures to me are like off and on. Some of the looks were not for me, not my type. But once again, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I don't think I would knock one of my current top five out the running to give her a spot.
Sorry, I had to Google Keira Knightley really quick because I was like, I think I know who Keira Knightley is. I'll be up on it, but
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. So have you? Oh, so you didn't even watch it yet? The Collateral Beauty.
I haven't watched that yet.
She was in Collateral Beauty.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley in Collateral Beauty could definitely make a top five. She can definitely bump somebody off my list.
She got a way of like just making a small facial expression that I just find like. Adorable. I don't know what it is. And I had to put a white girl on my list, so you know, I'm trying to be equal opportunity. You know, yeah. You know,
we don't discriminate, folks. We don't discriminate.
I mean, so what are you, like, Miss JPEG? What about you? Like, how you feel about Miss JPEG? Is this like a chauvinistic part of the show where we just like evaluate these women?
I mean, since it is barbershop talk, I mean, but so, I don't know. So I think she would make the list based off of everything she's doing. One, the fact that her name is, what is it? Jenny Pukowski. So she says Miss JPEG. I thought that was like pretty funny.
That's pretty dope.
And then her company email, you go on her website, it says, holler at Miss JPEG. Like that's her email. Holler at Miss JPEG. You know what I mean? So I think things like that, are entertaining. It shows like a playful side or like a funny side. So, I mean, with that said, she'd probably make a list.
I can see that.
On my list? She'd probably bump Simone Shepherd off the list, especially since no one wanted Simone Shepherd on the list.
She got so much hate.
Oh, man. Everybody been calling her a linebacker since day one. So, you know what? She can get the bump.
Hey, I still... Hey, Simone. Like I said, hold your head. Hate is going to hate.
Hate is going to hate.
You're still beautiful.
All right. So, what about this next one? What about her application?
All right. Man. It's all right. Without further ado, and everybody's been talking about it. Everybody knows that this girl is beautiful. So yeah, I'm gonna give my pros and cons, and then I'm gonna give my
you want to play the intro for her.
I've heard it.
We gonna play this intro, and we gonna see if you can figure out who this person is. You ready?
Let's
you ready?
On.
Go.
Man. Oh, it hurts just listening to it.
Who's signing it? And it ain't Riri.
It ain't Riri. Hey, happy birthday, Riri. Oh, happy birthday, Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, if you haven't figured it out yet, my nominee for the list. I can't tell you what it no Eminem. Hurt Bay.
She loved the way he locked. Man.
Creole Court.
You're not a bad guy.
I'm just mad that I came so late to the game that I missed her Instagram while it was still open. Like, by the time I got to Instagram, the gates was up. You can't just troll the Instagram.
Man.
Yeah, I wanted to take a look at the gram, see what was going on.
Yeah, Miss Hurt Bay.
All right,
So what makes you put Miss Hurt Bay as your honorable mention?
Because that girl, and this is only off seeing her face, like, From the way she was sitting in the chair, she looks pretty thin. I can't tell if she has, you know, any sort of shit. This is really chauvinistic. But but she is, like, drop dead gorgeous. That girl is beautiful. With the baby hair and everything. Oh.
So that was my thing. Why did she have so much baby hair? Like, why was so much of it just, like, slicked down? Damn.
She had the baby hair.
None of this baby hair could have been pulled up into the ponytail. None of it.
And then, you know, and then you got to give her this. She's loyal to a fault.
Man.
She going
disproportionately loyal.
Can we call her a ride or die? I think she might be a ride or die.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Is that Creole Court right
there? Yeah, that's her.
Okay, she got dabs. I see she's enjoying this. And that's knocking her out the list a little bit. I think she's enjoying a little bit of this Hurt Bay.
So all of these pictures floating around on her, I don't know if it was before
or after
the Hurt Bay or after. First of all, let me back up a little bit. The first thing I thought when I saw the picture of her and the boyfriend, what is his name, Leonard?
We'll get to that. Leonard.
You see them together and it's like, oh, she's dating him.
Leonard.
So it's like automatically, nothing against Leonard, but I feel like
I got plenty against Leonard. We'll get there.
Like, you can tell, like, she has, like, some issues, like, self-esteem, and he completely, like, played on that. So, you know what? That's the part that bothers me about him.
All right. So you're getting ahead of yourself, Rich. Getting ahead of yourself, right?
Go ahead.
We're evaluating for the list.
You're right.
Evaluating for the list. So, like I said, beautiful. I believe she's loyal to a fault.
I mean, they met in school, so obviously she got some type of educational background.
We don't know that she finished. She might have dropped out for dude. Like, the way she was acting, she jumped out the window. I don't know.
She really did.
But, yeah.
But, I mean, she made it in.
She made it in. But here, though, then we come to the cons. Like, for me, the cons are, I'm not, you know what? I try to be a good dude. Like, I wake up every morning with the intention of being a good dude. You know, I'm faced with decisions and I'm always got that, like, I could do this or I could do that. I could be a good dude or I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone that allows, you know, like, that's too much room to give me. Like, you can't give me that much space to operate.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm a fuck up. Like,
I don't know.
Like, Tammy keeps me under control. Like, I know the moment I think about fucking up, she's going to have a dream about it and then wake me up and smack me about her dream.
Oh, so you ate the last Cheerio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And see, that's the thing I don't get, because me and Renee will go at it for the last cookie. You know, so you know about those for me, my favorite cookies. So the fact that I can't get away with those cookies, how did he get away with all of those cookies?
Yeah, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, that's why she wouldn't take a spot for me, because, yeah, she would turn me into somebody I don't want to be. Well, I won't say she would turn me into someone. She would allow me to become someone.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. It's, the person is already there.
Yeah, you need boundaries.
I need boundaries. Yeah.
And I need to know that you're going to respect yourself, or yeah, I'm not going to respect you.
It's going
to
be difficult. Yeah. It takes an extraordinary person to, to not fuck over somebody who makes it real easy to fuck over. At least that's my opinion. So, yeah, that's my feeling about her on the list. She wouldn't make the list, but we're going to delve. I mean, I don't know if you want to delve into any more her list worthiness, or do you want to go straight into?
I mean, I you know what? I feel the same way. I feel like we wouldn't be able to have a good conversation. She'd be so hell-bent on pleasing me. I'd be like, you know what? I hate this movie. You know what? Yeah, I hate this movie too. And she secretly wants to watch it, and she got to go watch it on her own. When on her alone time, I don't want somebody to blindly just agree with everything I'm going to say. And I feel like that's the type of relationship we would have. She would just always want to go to do what I want to do. So therefore, because it would piss me off that she just wants to do what I want to do, I would always take it a step further. You know what? I just want to eat McDonald's. Oh, you know what? I just want to eat at a strip club. Oh, you know what? I just want to eat butt naked in a tub with three people. You know what I mean? Because you're always going to see. You know, at some point, you're going to tell me how you really feel. Right. And if, because it never comes, which like this guy, I don't want to segue too much, you're going to keep pushing the boundary. And that's not the type of relationship that I would want. All right, so I don't think I can go either. But, I mean, if she needs a win, you can get that. You can get that six. If you need a win, if that spot is going to make you feel better and make you realize that you got to change, because evidently you're only getting bumped off the list, really, because you need to put your foot down.
Yeah, you got it. But she's young. She got some growing up to do.
She got time.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get into it. If you haven't seen the video, which I can't imagine that you haven't at this point.
Yeah, there's no way.
The Hurt Bay was, you know, a couple getting back together on camera to discuss, like, the end of their relationship, and which happened because of cheating and what went wrong.
Mm-hmm, right? Yeah. So she finally, you know, was able to confront him, and he was able to face her, and, you know, they just needed that closure. And like my partner said, you know, they had that closure on camera.
Okay. Which, you know, so, cause I got a lot to say about Leonard, but I will give him this. I will give him the, I don't know if he got paid to do this or whatever, but that takes a lot for a person to have that kind of a confrontation, or have that kind of a discussion,
especially when you know
you're in the wrong.
He knew, one, he was going to be in the wrong, but he knew 100% he was going to be vilified. He knew, and he had to take that. It does take somebody, we said this at the beginning when we first started this show, somebody always has to be the villain. It's not that you want to do it sometimes, but somebody has to own it. You know what I mean? Somebody has to be the one to say, I'm going to pull this trigger and you're going to hate me, but this is for the best. Somebody got to do it.
Yeah. I personally believe he got paid. I don't see any other motivation to do that on camera.
Yeah, I mean, they probably got something to film this.
All right, so I'll go on, because I took a lot of notes about this Hurt Bay thing, and I started off. Man, I apologize for the sniffling. This is kicking my ass. All right, so my first note here, just reading my notes in order. She's beautiful. That's the first thing. You know, when the video comes on, you get hit with that immediately, and then you also get hit with the fact that you can just see, like, she gives off a certain aura of innocence.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, like, you almost get the feeling like if he's not her first boyfriend, you know.
Like, he had to be the first.
She's still counting on one
serious
hand.
Serious boyfriend or the first, like, real true love.
Or he might have been the first.
Her first, like, she lost her virginity. their bond was something you could see in her face. It was something astronomical about this dude. Yeah. He said all the right shit, and
he's still saying all the right shit.
Yeah, so
he's still saying all the right shit.
Yeah, she's hurt, yeah. Clearly.
But with a lot of people, the first thing I see when a lot of when I read like reactions and I watch the videos, people reacting to her bait is that they get on Leonard for being unemotional. And what I would say is that I don't know how long ago the breakup was. Mm-hmm. I didn't read enough. Maybe that was mentioned someplace. I don't know how long ago the breakup was. Normally, when you're the person who does the cheating, I mean, you've had time to come to terms with it for forever.
Yeah.
You know, this was the first time she was hearing some of that stuff. He's known what he did for
exactly day one
for a minute. Yeah. You know, so he may have come to terms with it. And then also, it's difficult for men to be emotional. Period. And then to be emotional on camera.
In front of all these people.
Yeah, like, you know, to do that, to be that vulnerable, you know, maybe it looked like he was laughing or chuckling or wasn't taking it seriously. I'm sure that, I mean, to me, that's just...
Defense mechanism.
Yeah, a male ego defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't sit up here and let this break me, you know, so I have to...
Got to get through it.
But you could see, there was a moment...
You can look at his face, though, especially when he was speaking, like, towards the end when he was saying, you know, I look forward to...
Well, that was all bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, but you think so?
That was all bullshit.
I don't know. I don't think it was all bullshit.
That was all... My man knows how to keep a door open. I'm going to give him that, yo. He's a door open. He's a he's a foot in the door. Man, can I say nigga? I can say. It's my show. I can say. He's a foot in the door nigga. He know how to keep a crack.
Man, I hope. I sincerely hope... She don't get that man another chance.
Girl, she going to. They still, the last thing, what did he say? They talk every day or something? Or they talk regularly? They shouldn't be talking regularly. Anyway, if she has a friend, her friend should be like, you don't need to talk to him. Because you obviously, she said in the thing.
She's in love with him.
She said in the thing that up to that day, she couldn't see life without him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so the longer, until she gets to experience life without him, she's going to hold on to the hope that there doesn't have to be life without him. So she needs to, it needs to be a clean break so she can see life without him. And she can realize she's going
to
survive.
She needs to realize her worth.
Yes.
Clearly, she still thinks that she's not worth the honesty and integrity and everything else that comes with a true relationship.
But my man is feeding her. I mean, that was great. Hey.
He knew what he was
doing. That was
nice.
I just hope that I get to see you grow into the woman that you're becoming. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of all the stuff.
That was a lie.
Of all the stuff he said in that thing with his little, like, snickers and, and you know, I wasn't counting and all that. Nah, he probably had that one in his pocket. He wrote that the night before.
Yeah, first of all, I wasn't counting. That was an asshole answer. Like, you couldn't. Granted, at least he didn't lie, but he could have took a count real quick. The fact that you said I wasn't counting, either you A, literally wanted to be an asshole to her, or you literally this entire relationship was smashing somebody else every day, every week. You can't have cheated with that many people.
I'm going to go with a little bit of column A, you know what I think happened? I think he was like, you know, I already look like a dick. I mean, like you're asking me these questions in front of these people, you know, and I already look bad. Now you want me to give you a number? Like,
yeah, I'm not gonna quantify.
I'm not gonna, you know, you can in your mind decide how bad I was. I'm not gonna give it to you. Like, yeah, you're not gonna, you know, I've incriminated myself enough. I told you I cheated. I think I've made it clear it was multiple times.
I can see that.
I'm not giving you a number.
I can see that. Because then, yeah, that would be what would be flowing around right now. Yeah. 20 women. How'd you sneak away with 20 women? Because, and then every answer you give just opens the door for another question. Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to cut it. I mean, that's right. Yeah. That's breakup conversation 101. Like, you know, you can't give too many. At some point,
listen,
you gotta,
I'm not going there. I'm not doing all of this. I'm not talking all of this. It is what it is.
You know, so I did what I did, and I'm sorry. I can't take it back. If I could take it back, I would. See, we too good at this. Like, we both have been through this. You obviously have had this talk before. My man was just doing what he did. But I'm not. His name was Leonard. I don't normally get down with dudes whose name Leonard. Like they don't seem trustworthy.
I have known one cool dude in New York I used to work with. His name was Leonard. That dude was like the turn up king. That dude is mad fun. Yeah. Outside of that, I've never known. Like you don't hear somebody, my name is Leonard, and you think that that's gonna be a dope guy. Yeah. You know, I shouldn't even be. I can't judge. I wear glasses. I'm a nerd too.
But your name isn't Leonard. But I mean, at least you can be like, my name is Richard. Like, you know, there was Richard Roundtree.
Some,
like, you
can, some power behind
you can smooth it out. All right,
Leonard. I don't know.
The only Leonard is Bill Skinner? Cosby in them dumbass movies. Like, that's the only Leonard I could think of.
That's crazy. But man. See, one good thing he did, or one good thing that came out of this, rather, this reopened, the light-skinned, dark-skinned debates. This reopened the light-skinned, dark-skinned debates. And
I done told him not to trust them light-skinned.
He's making us dark-skinned brothers look real good right now.
This is the point in the movie where the dark-skinned dude comes out of nowhere. This is the reverse Tyler Perry. Because normally in Tyler Perry, the dark-skinned dude fucks up. And then the light-skinned gardener, like, just shows up with no shirt on and, like, sweeps you off your feet.
That was the last couple. Who was it? Terrence Howard, light-skinned, came around the corner.
Don't get me wrong.
Shamar Moore, light-skinned, came around the corner. All these light-skinned dudes. Shamar Moore was the original light-skinned fuck-up. And Bill Bellamy. I don't care what nobody said. Bill Bellamy ain't dark. And he's played that asshole in a bunch of movies.
He has played that. But But yeah, everything I got from that video was that, and you know what else threw me for a loop is when they're showing like the camera angles where they're, you know, you're looking at one person or the other person, you don't get a sense for how close they were sitting to each other.
Oh no,
it was right on each other.
When he said, "I don't remember,"
and she walked away.
When she walked away, I was like, "Wait, did her knee hit his knee?" And then when she came back and sat down and it was that side view, I was like, oh no, they right there. Like he can count the glistening specks in her eye. That's how close they were. Yeah. And to sit that close to someone who you're emotionally, to be physically that close to someone who you are emotionally that close to and then that invested in and then still be like an ass. Oh my God.
He was in front of the cameras, like you.
And I think so, and I can understand sort of why he would be like that, being a guy, obviously.
Yeah.
But I can also understand why people are reacting the way that they're reacting.
You know, I still think that this is one of those situations where, and this is an ex-girlfriend said this to me. She was like, "Just because someone allows you to mistreat them doesn't mean you should."
Mm-hmm.
But you know. You got to stop at the, she allowed herself to be mistreated.
Yeah.
You know, she said she was looking through the phone. She saw the stuff. She even went to the room.
Let's get to that one. Because we not going to let this gloss over.
Okay.
She goes to this man's room.
Yeah.
His room. He has another woman in the room.
And told her to leave.
She literally left, went back to her room,
cried
herself to sleep all night, and the next day was like, "Hi, honey, what?" No. First of all, you know what? For half a minute, we gonna revoke her black card.
Yeah, she loses a black
card. Yeah, because there's no.
She ain't putting no Jolly Ranchers on his card.
No. As a black woman, no. Mm-mm.
I know Tammy mayor right now. She ready to ride. Tammy got her all black on. She'll ride to whatever city he's in.
Slash them tires. She's going to clothesline him.
She don't even have to know Courtney. She's ready to go.
That's crazy. No. Mm-mm. It wouldn't have been me. I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
This show? man. No.
First of all, I know Tammy wouldn't, and I don't believe Renee. They wouldn't have left. You can't.
No,
can't
she wouldn't have walked out.
Leave.
No.
Nah.
The most leaving Renee would have done is to get the shit out the glove compartment. That's the most.
Oh, you want me to leave? Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave.
But I'm gonna be right back.
Yeah, I'd have been out that window.
All right, so segue. Because every Valentine's Day I do this, and I know somebody else has to do it too. I listen for stories about who gonna be the next Al Green. Because somebody gonna fuck up on Valentine's Day, and they're gonna get grits thrown on them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I listen every year to see, who gonna be the next Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody got grits this year. But did you hear about that one about the girl electrocuting the dude and the girl?
What, the one at the hotel room?
So first of all,
I saw the video.
All right.
So apparently it was fake.
Okay.
Apparently it was fake. But if you saw the video, first of all, if memory serves, it wasn't a girl. It was a dude.
It looked like two dudes.
So she gets to the hotel room. So she, first of all, she's like, she went shopping. She tried to buy something and she got declined. And they're like, oh, you know, you got a charge in your thing and you don't have no money left. So she finds the charge from the hotel, goes to the hotel. And obviously she's like, well, it's my charge. I paid for it. It's my card. They probably had a joint account or whatever. So therefore, they give her the extra key because, oh, my husband's upstairs. You know, I got proof. I charged my card.
Yeah.
Gave her the key. She goes upstairs, listens at the door. She hears the music or whatever. Puts the key in. She hears the music. She hears the talking, two people talking.
Yeah.
She puts the key in real quick and opens the door. As soon as she walks in, flower rose petals everywhere all over the floor.
For another dude?
Leading all the way up to the what is it called? A jet pool.
Oh, okay. Jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi in the room. Man, they got a good room. Sidebar. You got enough money for a hotel room with a jacuzzi, but you couldn't get that bread and toilet tissue? Like, that jacuzzi cleaned you out? Man, listen. Anyway, she walks in, and it's the two dudes. I swear it was two dudes. And the one dude who's the boyfriend, he's sitting facing this way with the wine in his hand, like, baby, 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 baby. And then the other dude is sitting over there. So she just takes the stereo and she lifts it up. And when the boyfriend sees her about to do it, he starts to jump at her. She drops the radio in the pool. Boyfriend jumps out. You hear like a little zzzz. And then one dude is like hanging over the side of the tub. The other dude is butt naked, hanging out of the tub with like 1 foot in.
Shouldn't be funny.
I was like, was it real? Was it not real? Yeah. If it was real, it's funny as shit. But so fucked up.
It's pretty, I mean, but
if it was like, fake, it's like,
it's stories like that,
yeah,
that sometimes keep the evil tucked inside.
Oh yeah, shit, I'm walking a straight and narrow.
I'm telling you, man, grits, hot grits on your back.
I don't even need, I don't need a yearly reminder. I was able to witness, not witness firsthand, but I grew up with Lorena Bobbitt. You know what I mean? I saw the Lorena Bobbitt story. I knew what happened. She put that man penis. She threw it outside.
Right. You know what I don't get about that whole story? What I'll never get about the Lorena Bobbitt. We gotten way off track. We're going to get back. But I don't understand how you sleep through that. I don't think... You know,
no.
She must have drugged him. She had to have drugged him.
Man.
Because it ain't no knife. You're not making a clean cut. Like, that's tendon. I mean, there's... It's connective tissue.
She apparently made a pretty clean cut because they put it back on and he was a porn star after.
All right, moving on.
Whatever.
Going back to where we was. So, Herb Bay. But yeah, like I think
she allowed and accepted way too much.
Yeah.
And
that's why, you know, people ask, like people say, like, why, you know, why did he cheat? He had some sort of like self. I listened to this one. Response video, and she was like, you know, I know what it's like to need to validate yourself, you know, through sex or through, you know, ass, you know, getting other girls, chasing girls.
I didn't even think it was for validation.
I don't think it was for validation.
It wasn't for validation.
I think it was because he could get away with it. And he knew he could get away with it. Like, and that's a very, if you in a store, if you in a jewelry store, you know, whatever, and and you know you can get away with stealing something, you know. A lot of people going to steal.
That's the main thing. Crime's an opportunity.
Crime's an opportunity.
It was a case of opportunity. She continuously gave him the opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's like she didn't value herself, so therefore he didn't value her. Yeah. You know what I mean? My fiance, case in point, made it very abundantly clear what her non-negotiables are.
Yeah.
This is what I will accept. This is what I expect. This is what I will not accept. You know, and I know the value that she places on herself. I know the value that I place on her. And I know what our relationship means to me. So there are lines that I will not cross. There are things that I will not do because I absolutely love, adore, and cherish the person I'm with. So I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that because I don't want to be without the person that I'm with. Whereas he clearly didn't have any lines drawn on the sand. What he did have was a moral compass, and he knew what right from wrong is. However, if she's not saying don't do wrong, then what is he supposed to do? You know, I know better. I'm not going to do it because I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to wake up every morning and say, oh, have a good day at work. By the way, don't cheat on me.
Right.
And like, I don't need that reminder.
Right.
Clearly, she never put that message out there.
Yeah. I mean, Leonard, like, let's make this clear. Leonard is wrong.
Oh, yeah. We all know. Yeah, he's wrong.
Leonard's wrong.
No qualms about it. Yeah.
Nobody's condoning what he did because she gave him the opportunity to do it. Nobody's saying that he's that it's her fault because she gave him the opportunity. But, you have to, what am I trying to say? I had it in my head what I was trying to say.
She needed to set the expectation. She needed to set the tone, and she did.
Right, and you have to live in it. I think too many times people, especially nowadays, and I hear it on a variety of topics, people live in this idealism that because something shouldn't happen,
it won't happen.
Yeah, and that's not a protection, against bad things happening to you. Because a person shouldn't do something to you, does not stop them from doing it. And you can't live in that, fantasy world that, he's going to realize that this is wrong and he's going to stop. Now, he realized it was wrong the first time he did it. And then he didn't tell him to stop. He realized there was no consequences.
Yeah.
And that didn't tell him to stop. So, yeah. But if you are a friend of Creole Courtney, first of all, tell her unprivate the Instagram. At least for a couple of days. And then second, tell her she stop talking to dude. Move on to life without him. And then if at some point in life y'all find each other again and once you've established yourself outside of that relationship and you still, and y'all rekindle something or find a way to get back together, then that's fine. But holding on to it,
holding on for the sake of holding on because you're scared.
Yeah, I guarantee you that she doesn't want to know about his current relationship. And I bet you he's not telling her, but I bet you he's still smashing. He's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not, just like talking to you on the phone every night and not having a romantic life. And you don't want to hear the details of that. That's going to crush you even more.
They both need time away from one another. He's just keeping he's a backup.
He's keeping his ace in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've all done it.
And the sad thing is it's usually, guys do it here or there, but it's majority women always have a backup.
Always have an ace.
They always have a backup dude. Always have a backup dude. The just in case dude. So,
because dudes are easy to hold on to.
Yeah. We stupid.
We're stupid.
Yeah. It don't make no sense.
And we stupid and we know we stupid and just don't care. I'm going to be there. Like
possibility?
I'm be there for you until I'm just there.
So
we've all played that game too.
But he completely took advantage of this poor girl. Poor little Hurt Bae. So yeah, Hurt Bae, you know what?
Oh man. Right, but we got a segue because we still got a little bit of time. But we gotta go from Hurt Bae.
Oh man, this was stupid.
We gotta go from Hurt Bae to
Stranded Bae.
You know what? First of all, let me backtrack. Let me backtrack to the problem with both of these stories. You know why this bullshit happened to these people?
Why?
It's because of Bae. Stop saying that dumb. Like, just go ahead. I mean, say the stop abbreviating shit for no apparent reason. You start calling people Bae, bad shit gonna happen to you. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I hate Bae. I hate that term. But anyway, Stranded Bae.
Yeah, Stranded Bae. So this one popped up on the Twitter the other day. I woke up. Actually, no, you told me about it first. You asked me about it as soon as I actually signed into Twitter after you mentioned it to me, oh my God, it was all over the place. Who was Twitter
and Facebook. I think I was following Questlove, and Questlove said
Quest went in about it too, yeah. Yeah, so you want to explain Stranded Bay?
You probably know better than I do, but what the gist of the story I got was dude flew shorty out. Yeah.
So they were having, basically he was having a long distance relationship. Him and this girl, he's from Washington. It was
the Valentine's Day time frame. I'm not going to say it was Valentine's
Day. So we're going to get to that one after the end. We're going to get that to that one after the fact.
It was around the time mm-hmm. that Valentine's Day occurred.
Yeah, according to him, he was flying her out for Valentine's Day. We're going to fact check the hell out of these alternate facts after this, but go ahead.
Flew her in. And here's another one we got to fact check. Because the way I hear the story is, somehow while she was there, she got evicted. Then once she knows she has no place to go, she tells him, dude is like, nah, you got your return plane ticket.
Yeah. So
I'll holler.
So slow down a little bit. So he got this long distance relationship with this girl.
Yeah.
They've been talking back and forth. He's like, you know what, I want to see you for Valentine's Day. Pays for her tickets. He probably got a good deal. He got a friend at the airport or something like that. Right. Why did he flew her in?
I bet she flew standby.
She like, probably did. Well, she flew in. Why did he fly in? Because he wanted some ass.
Exactly.
Period.
She knew that. He knew that.
Yeah. Flew her in. Picked her up from the airport. Took her to the crib. They did what they did. While she's there, I guess one of her friends hit her up like, oh, you know, you got an eviction notice on your door or whatever. She finds out the information. No, so actually, I'm going too fast. So they smash, they do whatever, get lovey-dovey, whatever. He drops off at the airport. He's like, I'm going to see you later. She's at the airport. That's when she gets the information.
Okay.
So she's like calling him like, oh, you know, I got evicted. You know, I need a place to stay. He's like, all right. You know, according to her, she's like, all right, you know, I'm going to come pick you up after work or whatever. So she's thinking like, oh, you know what? I don't got no place to go anyway, but my bae love me. I'm about to chill with him. I'm about to be at his pad because he got the money to fly me out. He going to take care of everything.
Right.
Whole day goes by. Can't get in touch with him. She calling his friends and them. Nobody seen him. Nobody heard from him. All of a sudden.
So she does the pop up.
Yeah. So all of a sudden she sees him. So this whole time she's thinking like, you know what? My bae going to take care of me. So she's like, F it. I'm not even going to go home. She wasting flight after flight after flight, she lets goes by.
Yeah.
Can't get in touch with this man. Then she's like, oh, all of a sudden, she sees him on Snapchat. So when she looks on Snapchat, she sees him on Snapchat, but he's on Snapchat with another girl.
Uh-huh.
And then his peoples is like all up in it too. They're like, yeah, they all out at some party or some shit. So that's when she like goes on the offensive and starts like trying to come at him and cursing him out because he's apparently an asshole and he treating her bad. And she's like, oh, he had rats in his house and all of that. First of all, you can't let him beat and then now you want to talk shit.
Now you want to talk.
No matter what you say.
You saw the rat.
Yeah.
You still.
Yeah. No matter what you say, he still got it.
Yeah.
You still had sex with that man.
It's not going to take it back.
You can't take it back. What are you going to say? Would you think somebody gonna change their view of him? Oh, he got rats, and he still got some. Like you so making that, him look better.
And that just makes you look worse.
Like, yeah, you look like the girl who fuck niggas with rats. So.
Exactly. But I call bullshit on the entire story.
Like, yeah.
Like one, you know, I saw somebody posted like, if you're not Jay-Z, you can't touch down and take off the same night. I saw that the ticket was for like the same day. It was like the 18th. Mm-hmm. Her.
Yeah, so that was number one why I wanted to laugh. Babe, I'm going to fly you off for Valentine's Day on the 18th.
Was 18th like the weekend or something?
Yeah, okay. And then so she wasn't even the side chick. Right. She was like the side, backwards, around the corner chick.
Yeah.
Like he gave.
And you get the. You get
he
the,
got it. He got it. He probably used his freaking fly miles after he flew the other two in. I don't know.
And you get the one day, like you don't even get the whole weekend. You get the in and out.
She flew into Washington, so I'm assuming she was like not far. And I mean, it's possible. Like I've flew in and out or went in and out from a place.
Yeah, you I've done it for work.
I wouldn't want to, right. But you get a morning flight. You fly in for business. You go out, and then that's exactly what this seems like. Yeah. A business transaction. Right. Like that's a business trip.
You did the work you was brought in to do. And then you were supposed to go back home. But here's my other thing. Like, nobody gets evicted in a day. Like you don't leave thinking you got a home and then one day figure out that you no longer have a home.
Yeah,
you
she knew
you
she
was getting evicted before you got on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you knew you didn't have a place to stay. That didn't happen to you while you were there. It's like that is not possible.
And then, you know what else bothered me? Because my cousins, my female friends, all of them do this. They go out with their boyfriend, go out on a date, whatever it is. Every single one of them. They're all independent women for the most part, so they got their own money anyway. You know, a guy's taking you out, he's going to pay for everything. Fine, he can pay for everything. But they still got that stash in the back of the wallet in case shit goes left.
Right.
I can take my own cab home. I can do whatever. I can get myself where I got to go.
Yeah, especially you know, if you're going out of town. Yeah. Not even in your city.
That's what I'm saying. I don't got to pull out my money, but if I do, I got it.
Yeah.
You going to fly out of town? He paid for the tickets, paid for your transportation, your food, everything you was doing. You didn't need money. That don't mean you shouldn't have money.
Exactly.
So now you purposely missing flights that you can't afford to replace. You stupid.
Not yet. I mean, it was either, like I said, to me, the whole story is just concocted. Yeah, yeah. It just don't add up. Like,
they wanted some Twitter likes.
Yeah, yeah. They saw Hurt Bay and it was like, mm-hmm. Do Stranded Bay.
So I look at it like this. If the story's true, she's stupid. Not only did you go out of town with no money and fuck a nigga with rats. Now that you put the story out there, everyone knows you letting dudes with rats beat. And they know that they can do whatever to you. And no repercussions. You made yourself look like a thought.
Yeah.
On the off chance that, or on a good chance that the story was made up. Once again, you just made up a story about yourself fucking niggas with rats and throwing yourself under the bus. And there is no silver lining to this story for her at all. All right,
So let's play the devil's advocate. Let's say the story is true. A lot of the reactions that I saw were like, well, you know, calling dude foul. Like, dude is foul for bringing her out there and then not, like, taking care or whatever. And I don't agree with that. Like, he flew her out there.
He flew her out there.
He got her a ticket. He had the ticket for you to go back. He paid for her
ticket to go. Come and go. He got her transportation to and fro.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what. He paid for her to
eat and everything.
I don't know what he was feeding her or what he could have possibly been feeding her as to why you only coming out here for the day. You're doing a day trip. You know, you touchdown, take regardless off the same
night. Prior conversation, like you said, she was in agreement with the entire situation. You know, they had a verbal contract. Exactly. She loved the way he looked. They had a verbal contract. He took her to the airport to fulfill his obligations to said contract.
Yeah.
When she let that first plane go by, that contract was null and void. She forfeited any rights to Batum once she let that plane go by. You can't hold him liable for not coming back to pick you up. Why? Because he agreed to pick you up and drop you off. Not pick you up, drop you off, go to work and come back.
All right, so now I gotta put myself out there. Because this whole story reminds me of, like, the foulest thing I've ever done. So, I was dating a girl and still entertaining conversations from my ex, right? And so...
Sidebar. I just like to give you a clap for the... That was a very PC way to say that. Entertaining conversation. That was a very... PC, I mean, what it says.
Because at that point, it was only entertaining conversation. Like, yeah. The ex was out of town. The ex didn't live in the city no more. Ex was out of town. So I was entertaining conversations from the ex. And then an opportunity arose where I was going to have time away from the current. She had things she had to do. Or either we was in a rocky patch or we wasn't speaking. And I knew I could keep that argument going for long enough to give me some free time. And, X wanted to come visit. So I was like, bet, come visit. You know, you can stay with me. You know, I'll see you when you get here. We all know what the plan was when she got there.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So whatever whatever happens, me and the current, like, I guess, patch things up. Everything's cool. I know it's coming. Like, I know that it's kind of, you know, the time frame is happening where the ex is supposed to arrive. She's going to come straight to me. And, you know, at the time, I wasn't sure whether or not I was going to be able to accept guests at that moment. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, you know, of course, the night that she arrived, Current was at my house. We chilling, you know, Netflix, all that good stuff. And my phone starts blowing up. You know, she's outside. You know,
I'm not home. I'm not home.
The crazy thing, but the thing I couldn't play off, like, she had been to my house before, and so she knew, like, my parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, everybody knows I don't drive. Like, especially when I lived back there, I didn't drive. I didn't mm-hmm. own a car. No reason to. I just had a parking spot because it came with the condo.
Yeah.
So is the car in my parking spot? So it's like, you know, either, you know, if I am out, I'm out with somebody, or I'm in with somebody. And that was the foulest ever. Like, I let her fly all the way in, get to my house.
Did she ever come upstairs or?
Nah, it was one of them joints where you had to, like, get buzzed in.
Yeah.
In that type of situation.
Did she ring the bell?
I'm pretty sure she did. You know, at that. It wasn't one of those joints where, like, it rings.
Got it.
On a thing in your house. Like, it rings my phone.
I'll go to the phone. Yeah.
I go to my phone. So.
Yeah, my phone would have been on silent.
And I think at that point, like, you know, for whatever reason, I ain't have it set up where, you know, if you hit my condo number, mm-hmm. that it would ring on my phone. So there was no way, like, you had to call me and ask me to come downstairs to get you, you know, for you to get in. And, yeah, man, like, that was it was.
Did y'all speak after that one?
I think that was probably the last time we ever spoke. Luckily, I mean, she was from the area, so she had family. So she wasn't like stranded, but, yeah, I feel some sort of way for that one. That's probably the foulest move I ever pulled.
Man, you almost died that night.
Yeah. And you talk about like leaving out. I've never been so scared in my life, like leaving out of my own house. Mm-hmm. Like, I just knew she was hiding in the bushes somewhere, just waiting. Cause she was that type that would have been like, you know what, you know.
I'm here.
I don't care about my safety or my comfort. No, I will sleep in these bushes.
Listen.
Until you come outside and we're going to have this conversation. But yeah, that was it. So I guess I've pulled one of these stranded baby situations. And I apologize to all parties involved. That was
I don't think I've ever had. Pretty fucked up. I don't think I've ever stranded a bay.
It was. I just we, the more we talked about this, it was like, I can't even hate on dude because you actually did that shit.
The moral of the story is, though, both of these people should have known better.
Yeah. But see, and that's why I'm like, what lies was he feeding her? Because I know mm-hmm. what I said to the ex to, you know, to make her think it was cool to come mm-hmm. to the house. Like, you know, she wasn't wrong. Like, she was supposed, that was, she was what she was supposed to do. My situation changed, and I couldn't tell her my situation changed. Maybe that probably would have been better to say, hey, I know you're supposed to be coming to see me, but you can't come to see me.
My situation changed.
If you flying into the city, you need to make other arrangements because you can't come here.
Mm-hmm.
To let her get all the way to my house and then just, like, not answer the phone.
See, I've had one of those, like, though, and I told the person that my situation changed. It wasn't exactly the same, but I had someone, like, we were speaking, and it got to the point where actually I did start a relationship, so therefore I could not speak to that person any longer. And I did tell them that my situation had changed, which was a good thing, I guess, because that person was volatile. But
are they all volatile?
Oh, yeah, at some point.
It's a lot of volatile people, but I don't know. Yeah, so I know I've hurt some bays. First of all, I'm not saying that no more. I know I've hurt some women. Apparently, I stranded one. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, I do apologize. I have a daughter, and I pray to God nobody ever puts her through any of that kind of stuff. And I hope that I can raise her to see the bullshit.
See the pitfalls and just tiptoe around.
Because here's the thing. And dudes, I'm talking to you right now. We're not great liars.
No.
You've never gotten away with something because you told like the world's best lie with no holes in it.
She, believe me, she is holding on to it.
She, yeah.
She knows she is biding her
if
time.
If she believes you, it's because she wants to. It's because she chooses to. Your lie was not that good. Your girl just wants to believe in you. And so just know that that's what's happening every time you come in with the lie. That you're taking someone who wants to trust you, who wants to believe in you, and you're throwing that away. Like
that's part of the reason too. Like I just don't have the energy to attempt to lie.
Yeah, not anymore.
Try to deceive and do. I'm good. I'm happy.
That shit is hard to remember what you said.
I am happy and elated and in love with the person I'm with. It's not worth the mental anguish to play games. It is not.
Rich is such a good dude.
You will get found out. Dude.
Nah, dudes, I don't have the time.
I don't think men realize how stupid they are. We're
not good at it.
We're smart at some things, but that's just.
And especially on the spot. That's how every dude gets tripped up. Yeah. We are not good in the moment.
No, you need prep.
You need prep.
We have to prepare.
And even when we prep, we don't prep for the level of detail that women want. Like we prep like we're going
to time and dates and color codes and coordinates and
we prep like we're gonna talk to our boy and he's like, well, what happened? This happened. Oh, okay, cool. No, you say that the woman, what happened? Well, why did that happen? Well, what did she say? Well, then what happened after that? Car was driving down the street? Why were you in that part of town? What were you wearing? What did you eat that day?
And you can't preface your answers with any of the anything that's going to make it worse. Like,
let's see what happened was.
Yeah, or what were you doing? I don't think. Oh, see, that's what happened. Yeah. You don't think. You don't think that's what happened. So just don't make it hard.
So. I mean, just dudes, just know that that's
be real.
You're
go home.
You have somebody who wants to believe in you, and you're like you're destroying that, and then you're taking a piece of that person. Like you're killing a piece of that person because they want to trust in you, and that's the only reason that you're getting away with it because they want to. And then ladies, this is for the ladies. There are a million people. You know what? If you want to be lied to, call me. I'll make up something. I lie to you. If that's what you want, if that's what you're looking for,
I'm charging.
Is to be lied to, I do it for free. I lie to you for free anytime you want. Don't lie. So you don't need to lie to yourself. If you want to be lied to, I got you all day, every day. No need to lie to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. You know the truth. You know, accept it and then make decisions and deal with it. But don't lie to yourself. If you feel the need to be lied to, Flan loves the people. I got you. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, the website, wherever. I lie to you for free, 24 hours a day, as long as my wife is okay with me using my phone at that time.
No calls after 7.
No calls after 7. And never wake my daughter up when she goes to sleep.
Oh yeah, no.
But yeah, all right. So that's our Bay episode, our Hurt Bay / Stranded Bay episode. Hopefully, we've
hopefully you avoid shed some light. You avoid these Bay pitfalls.
Yeah, and dudes, just do better. Do better. I don't want Leonard representing us or this other dude.
Or I mean, Leonard, he light skinned. He not representing me.
Unity. We need to be unified. All right. So we're breaking our recent trend of the short episode. This has been a fairly long episode, so we're gonna
cut it here.
As usual, tchcharities.org. Please go check out the website. Donate what you can: time, money, clothes, food, whatever it is they need at that moment. If you can't donate, share the site with a friend. Maybe if we keep spreading the word, we can make sure they get everything they need to help our folks out. Remember Flint, Michigan? Last I checked, and that was probably a week ago, we were well over 1,000 days. I think it was like 1,020 something.
Yeah.
So we're talking about more than 3 years without clean water for these people.
Definitely. I'm drinking black water, but it's by choice. They didn't choose to.
Yeah. So please, let's not forget them. And let's support organizations like TT Charities that are trying to do things to help out that community. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's be our brother's keeper. and do what we can to help a fellow man. TWS Multimedia Incorporated, or no, LLC,
yeah,
Incorporated.
Definitely. Drop us a line, you know, follow us online. Like, we want to hear from you guys. You want to hear what you got to say. You have a story you want us to talk about. Definitely, we take some recommendations. Follow us on Instagram, What is TWS? Twitter, What is TWS? Facebook, What is TWS? I mean, we are everywhere.
We're everywhere you want to be.
So just drop us a line. All right.
So with that said,
peace.
Peace.